question from Arvind. Please tell us how to understand the unborn nature of the Lord and how he possesses full bodily features with clothes, jewelry and other decorations on him since time immemorial. Answer: the word unborn essentially means that which doesn't have a beginning. It doesn't start off with birth as do our material existence, as do our bodily existences in a specific body. So in some religions like Christianity, the concept of eternity is modified to mean that everlasting from the moment of creation. So they have the idea that the soul is not eternal, because many Christians do not accept reincarnation and therefore they do not accept pre-existence. That means existence before the present birth. So their idea is, now this is not exactly based on the Bible. The Bible does hint at reincarnation. Nowhere does it directly refute reincarnation. But that is the mainstream notion of many Christians today, that whenever a male and a female unite, a man and a woman unite, at that time a new soul is created. And thereafter, after the moment of creation, the soul is eternal. And if that soul surrenders to Jesus, then that person will become, will go to heaven. Otherwise, the person will suffer eternal damnation. So this idea of eternity is like half infinity. Eternity is infinity, but this idea of eternity is infinity from the moment of creation onwards. So it's like semi-infinity or half infinity. And that is not very logical. The idea that we who are finite and material can, by the unity of bodily products, create a eternal spirit is not very tenable. And the idea of semi-infinity also doesn't seem to be very logical. So this sort of ideas were there even within the times of Vedic literature, although they were not there directly in the Vedic literature. The ideas which are refuted therein. And the way to point out the idea's fallacy is by using aja. Now, often the word aja is used in combination with nityam. For example, the word is ajo pisan avyayatma, that Krishna uses for describing himself, that he's unborn and avyaya, he's imperishable. So this indicates that actually he is no beginning and no end. But that is the meaning of the word ajaha. As far as the Lord's bodily features with clothes, with jewelry, etc. being there is concerned, that essentially implies that there is a achintya-bheda-bheda relationship between the Lord and his energies. Now, the Lord's own bodily form is not his energy. That is his own bodily form. And angani yasya sakale indriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. The Brahma Samhita describes that each of his limbs has the potency of all his other limbs. This indicates that Krishna can see with his legs and can eat with his eyes. So this is the form which is non-different from Krishna. And in that sense, he has full bodily features always. So each bodily feature of Krishna has all the potencies of God. And Krishna's clothes, jewelry, decoration, etc., there might be some specific leela by which he may get certain things. But they are his eternal paraphernalia, and it is only within the course of the pastime that that particular thing is given to him. But in the eternal spiritual world, that is always with him. So, for example, there may be some leela by which Krishna gets the conch shell that he uses, Panchajanya. That is described in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Chakra Thakur, the great Vaishnavacharya, describes that actually this particular Panchajanya is an eternal conch shell of Krishna. But within the course of that pastime, Krishna, it is Krishna arranges the pastime in such a way that pastime as it is manifested in this world in such a way that his own eternal paraphernalia comes to him at a particular point in that pastime. So that is just for the sake of enhancing the Leela, by which the Panchajanya, which is also a Parshad of Krishna, which is also in the spiritual world, everything is actually conscious. It is not a thing, it is a being. So Panchajanya also gets the rasa of initially being separated from Krishna and then eventually getting reunited with Krishna at a particular point during the Leela. So in that way, this is how we can understand that all his paraphernalia is always with him and his form of course is eternal. So that's how he has full bodily features always, as he describes in the quoted verse in the Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Ajopi Sanavyayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropis, and he's always Ajay, he's always Avya, he's always the Lord of all living beings. And Prakritim Swamadishtaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. So by his own internal potency, Prakritim Swam, he Sambhavami, he appears in this world Atma Maya, by his internal potency, by his inner potency. Thank you.